Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in this morning and you missed our interview in the 6 o'clock hour with Anthony Russo, the conversation was about a potential tax hike that's being quietly floated by the White House for this reconciliation bill would raise taxes on millionaires. The Democrats must not know what to do with themselves. Think they would actually come out and oppose that? I don't know. But they would use it to offset cutting taxes for, I guess, overtime and tips. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Odds are it probably won't. But it brings up the issue of taxation. If you just got your reassessment or you've ever looked at the sales tax bill for your municipality, what do you think about that? Is it too high? We have got David Stokes on the line with us. Great to have him back from the Show Me Institute. He's the director of municipal policy, showmeinstitute.org. And David, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be on the air with you and your listeners.
Yes, sir. Always good to get you on. You have been working on a free market guide for Missouri city, towns, and villages regarding taxation. What have you found?
Well, it's part of a project that I'm really enjoying. This is the second release in the paper, and the project's all about sort of, we talk all the time at the federal and state level, like, How do you operate government in a more limited government, free market-oriented way? But this project is about applying those questions to cities.
Yes.
You know, cities, towns, villages. What would it mean to operate your city in a more limited government, free market way? And it's been a lot of fun. And we've got the first two sets of the project up at showmeinstitute.org. And the one we just released is on taxes. And how does that operate? And so it starts with one statement I think would probably surprise a lot of your listeners, that cities in Missouri use property taxes less than cities in any other state as a revenue source on average. And that would probably surprise a lot of people. And I want to stress, I'm talking cities don't use very little in property taxes. I'm not talking school districts or fire districts or the county. Obviously, people pay property taxes in Missouri. But many cities are sort of, you know, first of all, in our two largest cities, St. Louis and Kansas City, they make heavy use of the worst type of local tax, which is that the earnings tax. So we still talk about the harms of the local earnings tax in St. Louis. But we also talk about how a lot of cities are a little too dependent on sales taxes. It's not that cities shouldn't use a sales tax. There's plenty of good things that can come from a reasonable sales tax. And I think they're too high in some ways in some cities, especially with special taxing districts like community improvement districts, mm-hmm. et cetera. But cities really, like Wildwood, for instance, uses sales taxes for over 90% of their local revenues. And that's really, really high. And it would probably, I like to use, describe it as more of a three-legged stool, where cities should probably be funding themselves a little bit in a more even fashion between sales taxes, property taxes, and the third part, which is user fees. Like, if you want to play, go play golf in your municipal golf course, taxes shouldn't be paying for that. You should be paying for that by paying a charge when you go play golf at your municipal golf course.
Yeah,
so user fees are a big part of it.
Why are these, some of these municipalities so worried about the idea of the taxes going down if they're getting a lot, if the bulk of what they're using is from sales tax? Because that would not go away, right? I mean, that, I guess that's one idea that's been floated around.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right. So, but you know, there are things talking about sales tax changes, too. The biggest one being discussed in the state legislature right now, and it's probably not going to happen, Kim, but it could, is to get rid of the sales tax on groceries. Right now, there is a reduced state sales tax on groceries, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's also talk of getting rid of the sales tax entirely at the local level on groceries. And that's a lot of money for cities. Grocery stores, not surprisingly, provide a great deal of revenue for cities that have a couple of them.
Well,
and there's a lot of concern there. And it's not that I want groceries to be more expensive, but every time you make an exemption for a sales tax or a property tax and take something out of it, when you shrink that base, you make it inevitable that you're going to have higher taxes on everything else. So shrinking your base, shrinking that tax base, is a tricky move that you have to be very careful about.
That's true. David Stokes, our guest from the Show Me Institute. I have a question for you. Since you've looked at this across the state, and you brought up Wildwood, because I served on city council there for 2 terms. Wildwood is a class B city in St. Louis County. where they had this crazy. Your dog likes Wildwood. I can hear it in the background.
We have to address the dog.
I'm moving. I moved into a different room away from the puppy.
So Wildwood is a Class B city, and in this crazy system we have in St. Louis County, I don't know if Karl Marx designed it or what, but some cities have to take their sales tax because they make too much of it and contribute it to a pool that then goes to other cities that don't have enough of it. And does that exist anywhere else in Missouri?
It does not exist for the general sales tax anywhere else but in St. Louis County.
Okay.
There are other parts of the state where tourism taxes, meaning primarily hotel taxes, are pooled and put together.
Okay.
We also do that in St. Louis. And they do that in Branson and Lake of the Ozarks as well. But the sales tax pooling system is unique to St. Louis County, and I'm a fan of it. I think it's a good thing. And as you know, Wildwood is a pool city, meaning that they get some of the money that is spent elsewhere.
And it's right.
You know, it's becoming slightly less of an issue now because use taxes. People buy things online, and that's charged
based on
where you live, not based on where you shop. But it was originally instituted because it was an issue that the cities with a few large malls, like Frontenac and Richmond Heights and Brentwood, a lot of retail shopping, they were getting an enormous amount of sales taxes, and still do. But, you know, the people who shop there weren't just from Frontenac and Richmond Heights and Brentwood. They're from all over the place. So it was designed to spread out that sales tax revenue a little more fairly, and I think it's worked. And I am a fan of the sales tax pool in general, and I think other parts of Missouri should consider it. But with St. Louis's unique number of so many municipalities, it was more needed in St. Louis County than elsewhere.
So David, can people download your report and look at their individual town and how it's handled?
Well, no, it doesn't. It's not so specific to like data on all 900 plus municipalities in Missouri. I may get there as this project goes on and on. But yes, they can download the report at showmeinstitute.org and see about sales and property taxes and local income taxes and other municipal options in general. The real purpose of the overall project is to get people thinking, you know, inertia is a big thing in all government, including local government. And a lot of cities, they just do it this way because they've always done it that way.
they've never changed it.
Right. So we're just putting out different ideas for other ways, I think better, more growth-oriented, limited government ways for cities to both fund themselves with taxes, but also with the larger project, operate their governments, like how Eureka privatized its water division a few years back. That's the type of thing we try to encourage more and more of.
David Stokes, always appreciate having you on and your great research. ShowMeInstitute.org. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Tim. Always enjoy talking with you guys.
We'll talk to you soon. I appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.